One of Atlanta's contemporary music ensembles is inviting you out for a drink. Chamber Cartel is about to begin a 6-concert series at Orpheus Brewing in Midtown. They'll perform works by Yannis Xenakis, John Luther Adams, and other composers in a series they're calling Don't Look Back, Beyond the Zero. We have the founder of Chamber Cartel, Caleb Herron, with us. Caleb, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Lois.
There may not be an obvious connection between contemporary classical music and craft beer, but you actually have a unique connection with Orpheus Brewing.
Yes, we do. I know Jason Pellet, who is, I believe, the owner and founder. We met in college, actually, when we were at Georgia State together. He was a trumpet major at the time. He still plays his trumpet. And we, you know, were good friends when we were there, just hung out a lot. And so we reconnected recently, and we did a few concerts there. We had our first CD release party there with when we released Interiors by Adam Scott Neal. So we did a few concerts there, and he, you know, we talked about how really good it would be to do a concert series there. And I was like, yeah, that'd be great. Let's do this. You know, it's really exciting. And we've just been trying to work on it for about a year, basically, trying to get things going. And it just sort of happened. Just, you know, the tipping point happened, and it all came together. So
it took a year to brew.
Yeah. Yes, it did.
All right. Well, Chamber Cartel started in 2012, and since that time, you've performed more than 40 concerts.
Over 60 now.
Including 20 commissioned works.
Yes, that is correct.
That is a remarkable pace, especially considering the difficulty of some of these compositions. Tell us about the work ethic behind the cartel.
It's a labor of love for me. It's what I want to do. And so I, you know, every day there's something that I do for Chamber Cartel. You know, there's someone I email, there's a composer I get in touch with. I set up commissions, or I set up rehearsals. So it's always something on my mind. I'm always going back to it. It's a wonderful place.
So your first concert in this series is this weekend.
Yes.
What can audiences expect?
Well, just like any Chamber Cartel concert, they can expect a wide range of pieces that will be played in a variety of ensembles. I like to program with a thread sort of running through the concert. So I've got these great sort of throwbacks to the old avant-garde, like Okanagan by Chelsea is an amazing piece for harp, tam-tam, and double bass. The main piece on the concert will be the Demothen with oboe soloist and myself on percussion, which is by Xenakis. So, and then we have a great collection of pieces from various composers, Marcos Balter, and his piece is really beautiful, has a sort of a kaleidoscopic effect to it. Melancholia by Tony D'Onofrio is a new piece. It's actually going to be premiered there, and for flute, harp, and vibraphone, and it's very beautiful. It's sort of focuses on sounds kind of dying, in a way, and so the fragility of the sound is sort of the main thing of that piece.
It's a beautiful combination of instruments.
Yes, yes, it is. It's really great, and we're really excited that he wrote it for us. But we have an excellent just sort of smattering, you know, sort of a smorgasbord. I don't know. but they can expect to hear a lot of different interpretations and a lot of different sort of sound worlds in the new series.
Apart from this series, will Chamber Cartel be putting on other concerts and commissions?
Yes, yes, definitely. We've got a lot of things happening in this. So it's 6 concerts, right? And we're still we are still working with the Goat Farm Arts Center. And we will have a concert series through them as well. So we're kind of doing double time, I guess. I believe that series will be 6 concerts as well. And we do have commissions. We actually have also a new composer in association. That's kind of our title for a composer in residence. So Aaron J. Myers from Boston, we will be featuring his music throughout the year. Our seasons are yearly. So we kind of go against the grain with that. So throughout the year, we'll be featuring his compositions. And actually, on Saturday, we'll be doing a piece of his for bass drum and cello called Everything is Sexual.
Will there be more little drums and cellos, 9 months after this? No.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. But yes, the series through the Goat Farm. We'll have other premieres, so we will be premiering pieces by Aaron J. Myers throughout the year, also playing more of his music that he's written for either other ensembles or written before. We'll also premiere a piece by Tony D'Onofrio, the one who wrote Melancholia, and that piece will be in May, and it will be 3 hours long. So... yeah, it's I like the extended form composition. I think that's a beautiful thing.
Wow.
Yes.
I mean, this is not an opera.
No, it's piano and 2 percussion.
For 3 hours.
2.5, 3 hours. Somewhere around there. But yeah, it'll be an experience. So but then after that we have some great commissions coming down from Michael Vincent Waller from New York, as well as Armando Baggiolo in D.C. And then we have also received a FACE grant, a French-American Cultural Exchange, to commission Philippe Hirel, who is a French composer. And so it's just a lot of things happening. It's great.
Well, I want to thank you. It's been great having you on.
Thank you, Lois.
Caleb Herron is the founder and artistic director of Chamber Cartel. They perform Okanagan at Orpheus Brewing this Saturday, the 11th. It's part of their concert series, Don't Look